Hi, hi! Today we're going to talk about the highest authority of your soul being, of Ma'at. So Ma'at is an ancient word from Egypt that means the highest truth, the divine truth. So I'm going to be using it a lot because in this class, pretty much we're talking about divine truth, which is Ma'at. So what is divine truth? Divine truth, it's an aligned truth. It's a truth that goes beyond your human authority to your soul authority. It is something that is linked to your soul path. So if you think about it, your soul is not something that just happened this lifetime, right? It's been around for a long time. And even though soul is a divine consciousness, it's a spark of God's source, it's one with the divinity, it's also learning. It's learning by being in different environments. Every time it is put in a different environment, which is different lifetime, different planet, different world, different dimension, your soul is gathering wisdom. It's gathering understanding of something that is different than, let's say, somebody else's soul who has been maybe put in a different scenario and did not experience certain things that your soul did. So that's not the same thing like wounds, like when people talk about like past life history. Souls don't really have wounds in that way. It's more about learning. And what you have learned as a soul, whatever is your basket of wisdom that you're bringing around, is different than somebody else's. That is your soul authority. That is Ma'at. So whatever is aligned with that basket of wisdom of you specifically, that is your Ma'at, your highest divine truth, which then is further aligned with the universal laws, which are the bigger truths that the entire universe functions by. So there are no facts. There are different decisions made by identities in alignment. So if you think about it from that standpoint, every simulation on every planet is a group identity of the species deciding for something to be real. Like, for example, we decided on specific laws of physics. So to us, let's say a wall is a solid object we cannot walk through. So that is a communal decision, not by ego human personalities, like your human self might say, hey, it would be really cool to walk through a wall. But from the soul level, that group of souls participating in the experiment decided that, okay, we're going to make a wall solid. So then for us, walls will be things that like we cannot walk through. They are definitions of our space. That's just how the rules of the game are set up. There are different environments or different species even within this environment and in different dimensions that did not make decision like this. They made a different one. To them, a wall as a composite of atomic structures and energies is just that, not a solid object. So they can walk through it because in their parameter, that is not a thing that blocks them from movement. That's a different decision communally made by authority of the beings on that frequency, okay? So I want you to understand that there are no facts, and we kind of like make our own facts by what we choose to be true for us. And if that truth is the lower frequency truth, then you're making your fears, your issues, your past pain determine what is real for you. Instead of making something much higher in frequency, like your divine truth, actually determine what is really true. So why do you need to be aware of your divine truth, this highest authority of Ma'at? Well, first of all, to make decisions from your soul instead of from your ego. Because when we're not aware of it, we are in a place where we're making a lot of decisions based on either past wounds, like the lower self stuff, or from the ego, from having to prove something. And those are not soul aligned decisions and then the actions that come out of them. Another reason why you really, really, really need to know what Ma'at is, what this internal authority of truth is because this is how you become replenished, how you recharge yourself. When you are not able to recharge yourself, it's actually because you're not aligned. When we are aligned, think of it like you're plugged into the universe. So you're just automatically plugged in. And the universe naturally is just holding that energy for you. It's constantly replenishing and recharging you. You are constantly experiencing this energy of being supported, replenished, and rebuilt internally by the inflow of vitality into your being and your physical body. When that does not occur, that's because you're probably not aligned to your authority of the soul, of your divine truth. Another reason why it is really, really beneficial is because This is what fuels your actions. When you're aligned to your soul frequency, to that highest possible divine energy, you are able to fuel your actions with it. So you're not ever getting stuck. And especially when it's hard, you know, if you've ever been in this situation where you decided to do something and then it got hard, what gets you through it? There are two things that could do it. One is a willpower, which will run out eventually, and another one is that soul authority mod. So if you are in the will energy and you're just pushing, you're doing it out of pressure, out of obligation, out of I have to, or I said I will, or whatever, that energy not only is not sustainable, but it feels hard and it's kind of painful to be in. So that's when we are aligned with some internal decision that is not the highest truth for us. Like, let's say you align with I'm not good enough, so I have to prove myself, and then out of that proving, I'm going to choose to push to make it happen so that I prove somebody that I am actually worthy. Which, of course, is a loop because you already started from believing you're not worthy, right? So that is why it's hard. On another hand, when you are aligned to that authority, when you are in your Maat authority, in your soul authority, then you are making that action from the place of, I already know that this is the benefit for me or for humanity. So it's a more service-oriented action. And then from that place, no matter how uncomfortable you are, there is enough fuel to keep the momentum going without having to use your will, without having to override yourself, because something inside of you is actually kind of guiding you to go in that direction. It's like a natural flow. It's happening and it feels good. One of the ways you can know that you are in the authority of that highest truth is that it feels exhilarating. It feels like, wow, this is awesome, even though something could be hard, even though you could be in pain. But you know that, yeah, that's the right thing for me right now. Like, it feels right. That is where all of you is aligned. Not like when it feels like, oh, I'll be safer if. That is more of a lower self-truth, in quotes here, not real truth. But the highest truth always feels like a fuel from your soul to propel you forward, even if you're being propelled to face the hardest thing, whatever, and you're scared completely going there, but it still feels like you got this, like universe got your back feeling. Like, this is the right thing for me. Even if it kills me, it's still the right thing for me. That's the power of that authority that is the highest possible authority of who you can be. So soul truth, that Maat, is only possible when, I'll give you three things, there are probably more, but those are the more obvious ones. One is when you're in your body, right? When you're not in your body, you can't actually be in your highest authority of Maat. This is a huge misconception here that people run into, that they think they can kind of like conceptually understand it. And well, that means I'm in Maat, I'm in divine truth authority. You know, unless you're in your body and that thing out there is anchored in your physical form, so your cellular being can actually feel it, you're not actually in that authority. You might be sensing it or connecting to it, but you're not in it. To be in it, you have to embody it. So whatever that means for you, but the experience you feel in your body, that goes back to what I was saying a little earlier with the fuel. When it feels like you're being fueled by something, even if it's hard and scary and uncomfortable. So when you're in your body, that experience of this authority, the divine Maat in your body, feels like something, like a voltage has changed. Something is moving through you. Like, I hold Maat all the time. That is one of my soul contracts. So in my body, Maat exists all the time. That's why I have so much intensity. That's why I have such a higher voltage, because it's unusual for a human being to hold all that in the body. But I do. So we all hold it to different degrees, because it can kind of fry your circuitry if you're not ready to really hold the entire thing. But whatever your version of your soul authority, your Maat, when you hold that in your body, it does feel like your voltage of frequency goes up like the intensity goes up, something like somebody dials it up a little bit in a good way, not in a frantic way, not in a, oh my God, what do I do with it kind of way, but really like, whoa, I got this. Like that feeling of internal, almost like certainty, that's what it feels like. Okay, so that's a one. Two is that you need to be aligned to your soul or your higher self. When you are aligned to your ego or your lower self, you cannot be in your soul truth, okay? So that's another way to kind of look at that, that if you're being guided by or operating from the parameters of your ego or your past stories of the lower self trauma, those stories are what you're being guided by instead of your soul or higher self truth. So you then not in Ma'at just by the definition of it. So in order to be in your authority of the higher self Ma'at, you need to be in the higher self. Okay? And the third one is that ego has to be out of the way. What that means is it cannot be about proving something. It cannot be about making something happen from the human perspective. A lot of times Ma'at or the soul truth does not make sense to the ego. It does make sense to the deeper part of us, you know, like you kind of know internally, oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. I have no idea how this is going to work in this situation, but I just know that this is the truth. That's how you know. There's something internally that actually happens that clicks you into that correct state. And that's when you're not in your ego. Ego a lot of times goes with thinking, overthinking, overanalyzing, trying to figure out something. So when you're in those places, you're already not in the authority of Ma'at. So figuring out is sort of like the opposite of being in soul truth. In a soul truth, you have certainty of knowing. It's an instant inner alignment. It has nothing to do with figuring it out. If you're figuring it out, you're using your mind and you're already off. It's already ego, okay? So you can tell when you are when you're feeling this Ma'at energy coming through you. It's usually there are different ways to feel it, but it's through the heart. That's one of the ways people feel it, probably the most common, when, you know, they say like, oh, it's the truth of my heart. Like, I know that this is true because in my heart, this is what I feel like. It's in my heart. So that might be you. If you're more of a emotional person, you would probably feel it more in your heart this way. Another way to feel it is in your vertical tube. So for me, that's how I feel it. So more electrical people tend to feel it through the vertical tube. That feels like you got this current going and it's really strong. And then your human personality is sort of like standing next to it. But the power is in this current in the vertical tube that's running through you from the alignment to your soul. And another way to experience Ma'at authority is cellularly inside your body. It feels different in your body when you're in it. This is where like somebody finally speaks up, or when somebody who normally maybe is a quiet person, but they almost like go and preach something, like this whole sermon comes out of them and everybody's like, wow, where did that come from? Because they just got fired up and something that came through them, and it had nothing to do with ego or their personal opinion. It just was higher truth coming in. Those are the examples when it's in the body. When the body takes that on and it's almost like takes over the person, and then whatever you speak or do comes from that place. You know, it could be a moment like where somebody's fighting and you just go and hug them, or you don't know the person, but you see that they're suffering and you go and you just put your hand on their shoulder, or you say something that your human personality maybe would not do. Maybe you would overanalyze it and say, oh no, I shouldn't do that because they can mistake it for this or whatever, or who am I to, or whatever. But in that moment, it's almost like you didn't even control yourself. Your body just went and did it, and it was the right thing to do when you knew it. That is the cellular way of experiencing the energy of Ma'at, of the highest authority of your being. Okay, so how do you know that you are in that amazing soul truth versus your ego, let's say, or the lower self? This is the part that I think is the most important to understand, so that you recognize and can course correct to bring yourself back to being in the authority of your soul. Okay? So one of the ways to know is to ask yourself, am I choosing here or am I reacting? Because when you're choosing, you're probably in mod because you would be aligned to your higher self automatically in order to choose. Or am I reacting? Which means you're probably going on past referencing to some trauma or something from before, and that's what then is guiding your action. So you want to know within your being, like, oh, am I just reacting? Like, it's my habitual way to beat up on myself because I did this, or to not do this because I'm scared that they will not like me, or whatever it is, your story. Or are you aware of the story, but you're choosing differently? You're choosing from the higher place. You're still choosing to be brave. You're still choosing to show up. You're still choosing to say, you know what, it's a lie that I'm not worthy. It's just a lie. I choose to believe that that's not true because it's true that I am eternally worthy. So there, that's what I'm going to plant my flag at. That's my thing. That's my mountain. I'm going to live here, not in some other territory where I'm not worthy, because that's a lie for me. The truth for me is this. So when you do that, you realign to that internal soul wisdom, soul authority, or mod. Another way to know is, are you in your body or are you in your head? If you're in your body usually knows. And we're not talking about a fear-based response, like when your body is traumatized and it's just reacting to trauma. If that's so, if you have a lot of trauma in your body, you got to clean up trauma first, otherwise you're not going to hear anything through your body except trauma. So that kind of goes without saying. But let's assume that you worked on your body trauma and you're not in the body trauma all the time. Then you will know if you're in your body versus if you're overthinking and you're in your head. When you're in your head, physical responses will be that your shoulders will tense up, your eyes might hurt because there might be eye tension, face tension. You will be thinking, and kind of like getting stuck in those mental loops. Versus when you're in your body, it feels more like I'm present to the moment. I'm noticing through the senses, like the smell, the sound, what's going on, and how I am responding to what is my environment. That's another way to kind of shift into a place where ma'at is possible, when you can be in the authority of your highest being. Another one is, are you replenished by the truth on the core level, or are you feeling depleted all the time? Because if you're noticing that you're constantly running of energy out, like there's not enough, you're constantly running out of fuel for whatever you want to create, like you get all excited and then it all fizzles out, that means you're not being in ma'at. Because if you're in ma'at and it's on your heart to do, it will be done. Your energy will flow there and you will have the charge to do it. That's how I can accomplish so much in my life and why I'm so productive. Not because I'm like super organized person who orders everything and has a to-do list. No, it's because I'm in ma'at. Because I'm in ma'at, I have fuel to do the tasks that are needed for the mission, for the service, for the vision that I have. That's why they get done. They don't get done on my willpower. They don't get done because I told myself it has to get done and I, you know, can't go to bed until it's done or something. No, it gets done because it can't not get done, because I made it not an option. So that's what ma'at does. When you're in ma'at, whatever is of service got to get done. It's not an option for it not to get done, so it gets done because you have enough energy to do it. And if you trust that that's what it is, then you do it when that energy is ready for you to do it. So if that means that instead of whatever you were planning to do, you now have energy to do this thing that you know is the right thing to do, you trust it and you do the right thing instead of whatever your mental self told you you think you should be doing. You know, the same, by the way, applies to sleep. If you wake up in the middle of the night and you're laying there in bed and you're all annoyed and why do I have all this energy and now I can't sleep and I'm all antsy and I'm getting frustrated, that's misusing the voltage. If instead you say, okay, this charge is coming through, am I able to shift back to sleep? Okay, let's give it 5 minutes and focus on just relaxing. If that didn't work, stop trying. Get up and go apply that energy onto something creative. Do something that, like, tune in. What can be done with this charge? What is this charge for? This energy coming through you, it's for something. What is it? It could be like reorganizing your closet, or it could be responding to an email. It could, like, whatever it is, go get it done. chances are, if you hit the right thing that it was for and you did it, you suddenly will feel very sleepy and can go right back to bed because your soul woke you up and said, okay, right now you plugged in, go do this thing. And if you're avoiding to do this thing, you might be kind of tossing and turning and not sleeping and just wasting the opportunity. So trusting that, okay, when I'm plugged in, when I feel that replenished charge, the higher voltage going through me, that's the higher truth, and it's my job to figure out what is it for and apply it right there. So if you're not in that place where you think you should be, then look at where am I either not in my body or listening to my lower self or ego story instead of being in that high frequency. Also, you know when you are in Ma'at, in that higher truth, when whatever it is that you realized feels like, yep, I already know this. So I know you had that experience many times when something happens and you in your being go like, oh, I know this. Like you're not telling me anything new. I know this. Like maybe you're trying to journal or maybe you're in meditation, you're trying to talk to your guides to download some truth or whatever. Maybe you're talking to somebody and, you know, they're giving you some reflection and it's something you already know and it clicks in and you're like, yeah, I know this. That, listen to that. That means this is actually the truth for you, but for whatever reason, your being was avoiding making that your reality. That's why it had to come to you from some other source to reflect back to you. So the key to that place would be make sure you look for why was I avoiding it. This is what everybody misses in here. They just go like, oh, okay, well, I already know it, so move on. Like, no, don't move on, because if you already knew it and you didn't do it to the point that it had to come to you from something else to remind you, that's a clue that you're sabotaging that specific truth, that specific wisdom of Ma'at that wants to come through your soul into your personality. So look for why didn't I accept this? If I already know it, why didn't I do it? If I already knew it, why didn't I make this my reality? If I already knew it, why did I not stand in the power of it? Look for what's in the way and choose to make that not your reality. Choose to take power away from it and instead put it into what you already have known. That way you amplify that internal truth within you. See, we all come with that inner compass kind of pre-installed. It's very rare when a person comes into a lifetime without it. Most of us have that, especially starseeds and forerunners. Anybody who's at certain levels of consciousness that already self-aware enough, we have that inner compass. That inner compass allows you to internally know what is Ma'at in the moment. What is the divine truth here? But we ignore it, we weasel out of it, we tell ourselves lies, all those stories from past, and we make them real. Just because something horrible happened before does not make it true or real. It makes it a experience that is part of the lesson. And if you're still bringing that lesson into now and saying, because of it, I now cannot something, that means you're, instead of learning the lesson, actually hitting yourself with the experience. You're not learning the lesson. That's why it's dragging along. Any painful situation, including abuse and whatever else happened, had a lesson in it. In some way, it either made you stronger or it made you experience something that will make you a better teacher or supporter for somebody else experiencing it. So if we don't own it, don't extract the wisdom, the Ma'at from it, and instead just drag the actual experience and the pain of it, then we're essentially sabotaging our own authority. And to be an authority of Ma'at means that you decide what you're going to make true for you. You decide that your truth is going to be based on those higher principles that you internally already know are true. You just actually have to listen to them. Okay? So this is where I'm going to leave you for this authority of divine truth, Ma'at.